RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Friday Fun Show. What's up, Richmond? 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard. Friday morning in Richmond. A little cloudy, a little humid. Going to feel like summer this weekend. Going to be excited to get out. Squirrels play all weekend. You'll hear them right here on The Fan. 1,000th game at the Diamond in the books last night. Congrats to the Flying Squirrels on that milestone. Not a milestone in the sense that they, you know, won a baseball game, because they don't really do that anymore. But milestone in the sense that that's a lot of entertainment. As Parney would put it, that's a lot of memories out there at the Diamond. Late rally, not good enough. John Michael Bertrand takes the loss. Squirrels, 14-34. This season, relegate the Flying Squirrels. I don't know. Reset the clocks. Second half of the season, everybody starts 0-0. Most incredible comeback in minor league baseball history, Bruin. I got a good feeling about tonight. I think tonight's the night for the Flying Squirrels. I think they bounce back. Friday morning show. I woke up this morning. I was shocked. I was aghast. I was stunned. I was caught off guard. And I'm definitely not talking about the water news, because if you're still being shocked by that, that's on you at this point. Sorry, Henrico. Oops. Sorry, we broke the water main. Your turn to do this thing. We're all dealing with the water in our own ways. It's a good time to be a bottled water distributor. We at the Richmond office, we have a bottled water, you know, one of the systems, you know, does the bloop, bloop, bloop when you fill it up. It's called Le Bleu, which I believe is French for not from the city of Richmond, water pipes. So I was shocked. I was aghast. I'm not referring to the water news. I am referring to this report from Baseball America, Kendall Rogers, who is one of, if not the premier college baseball reporters. Breaking news. A deal is not done just yet, but longtime UVA baseball head coach Brian O'Connor has emerged as the clear-cut frontrunner to be the next coach at Mississippi State Baseball. His addition would be a blockbuster get for Mississippi State Athletic Director Zach Selman. And that nearly knocked me out of my chair this morning. Man, for UVA, let's talk about this first. Brian O'Connor has rejected a lot of overtures from a lot of places. He is indisputably the greatest UVA baseball coach of all time, one of the top college baseball coaches of all time, certainly a top 10 college baseball personality of all time. He is literally in the statue outside the stadium in Omaha where they play the College World Series. He was part of the Creighton team in Omaha, hometown College World Series team, which of course will forever be legends there. Comes out to UVA, has the dimensions at Davenport Field set exactly to how they are in Omaha, gets his team ready, multiple appearances, knocks down the door, national titles, builds a juggernaut at UVA that withstands coaching changes, guys going to the majors, all those things. he's been asked to do a lot of different jobs. He's been courted by a lot of big name programs, and nobody's naive enough to say, well, he'll stay forever. Because we all know forever is a long time, especially in college sports, both directions. But Mississippi State, I mean, I pictured him as a Texas guy, a prestige, maybe even a Vandy if they decided to throw a bunch of money in the program, a Florida. Mississippi State, certainly proud baseball tradition, obviously, Will Clark, et cetera. Not an urban center there for Brian O'Connor. And I'm not here to dunk on Mississippi. Mississippi dunks on itself plenty fine. But very surprising to see it. It sure feels like it's a lot more timing than destination. It sure feels like on the verge of not making the NCAA tournament here, watching the ACC, historically a great baseball conference, take a big-time backseat to the SEC, and not just in baseball, in a lot of sports. Men's basketball is doing the exact same thing. ACC used to be a premier conference. SEC is now indisputably better. And a number of their great kids are staying for another year who would have been potential first-round NBA draft picks, which is insane. SEC is going to be just as good next year. You hear the football discussions. We'll get to those in a bit. If he's wondering, can I do it in the ACC? And man, that is a dangerous thing to hear at a place like Virginia that has prided itself on well-rounded education, great campus, great opportunities. Man, if you can't do it, if you feel like you can't do it there, that's a very damning indictment on college sports in 2025 and going forward. And for UVA, let's go straight to Charlottesville, to the Wahoos. We're not who's talking, but man, I can say a thing or two about them. This is a disaster. And not just this is a disaster because Brian O'Connor's leaving. This is a disaster because I would argue the two faces of your school were Brian O'Connor and Tony Bennett. Not in that order. Bennett first, obviously. They both leave within a couple years of each other. Within one calendar year of each other, I guess. We're close. Within one year of each other, and not because they're retiring and not because they're going pro. That's yikes. That's a dangerous, dangerous thing for UVA. Carla Williams, athletic director, good thing she got her long-term deal locked up because they're about to go through some things over there at UVA. They're about to go through some things because those two guys masked a lot of other things within the athletic department, masked a mediocre football team most years, a women's basketball team that unquestionably underachieved a lot of years, a lacrosse team that was very good, but certainly was not immune to its share of scandals over the years. Those two guys represented what UVA was, what UVA wanted to be, how they aspired to be seen. Tony Bennett was the classic mold of a UVA coach. Brian O'Connor right behind him. They both leave because of, arguably, we haven't heard from Brian O'Connor, arguably because of the state of college athletics. And it's worth noting, this report does not say O'Connor has left. This report says that Brian O'Connor is considering leaving for Mississippi State, which I think we all know what that, we've seen these reports before. We know what that means. We know what that terminology means. For UVA to lose two faces of the school in short order, there's a ton of pressure on the football team now. That goes without saying. There's a ton of pressure on Carla Williams. There's also the big question, if you can't do it at UVA baseball and you need to bounce to the SEC, what hope is there for the rest of us? That's a flagship cornerstone program. If you can't do it there, where are you going to do it? And Tony Bennett sours on the business model. Brian O'Connor, I don't know that he's soured on the business model. I think he just sees, I got to get where the getting's good, and the getting's not good in the ACC right now. It sure feels like we are on a rocket ship path to the ACC having an expiration date of 2031. That's when the college football TV deal comes up. That's when Clemson and Florida State are allowed to leave without penalty. I know that's 6 years away, I know it's a Friday. I know you may or may not have water. I know you don't care about these things. You gotta put this in the back of your head, though. That right now, the ACC's got an expiration date, and it's 2031, and everybody's looking to the exit doors, and everybody's trying to...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Get out of here, and everybody's trying to see what's next and scramble onto what it is before the ship sinks and there aren't enough chairs for everybody in this game of musical chairs on a sinking ship that I just invented. There's a lot going on here. Football, you saw the football. The SEC and the Big Ten get to unilaterally decide what the playoff format is going to be. And you're seeing these discussions, right, where they get a guaranteed 8 spots and they have a little play-in tournament amongst themselves. You're seeing these options where they're essentially boxing out the other schools and the other conferences. That's the warm-up act. That is the warm-up act for 2031 when they can say, is it two-conference world? We're going to invite who we invite, and you're playing with us. Or you're 1AA, you're FCS. Everybody else can enjoy being FCS together. And you got to get on that. Got to get on that last plane out of town. It's Casablanca, I think. I don't know. We'll run that by Stub later. I've never actually seen Casablanca. But I think there's a last plane out of town, something. There's a gin joint. You get the details. You got to get on this plane. Brian O'Connor has options. He's always had options. But now he's using his options. And that is a warning sign for the rest of the ACC. The bad things are coming, potentially. Brian O'Connor, UVA baseball coach. Here's the report. Kendall Rogers, who knows his stuff, says that Brian O'Connor, UVA baseball, has emerged as the clear-cut frontrunner to be the next head coach at Mississippi State once they finish out negotiations there. Meanwhile, NCAA President Charlie Baker speaks yesterday, says his top priority is expanding March Madness from 68 to 72 teams next year. Get it together. Nobody's asking for that. Nobody's asking for that, right? The people who want the tournament expanded, I'm not one of them. I've been very clear about that. The people who want the tournament expanded want to go to 96. They want a full additional half round, essentially. 32 automatics in, 64 teams playing in a first round or play-in round or however you want to classify it. Nobody's clamoring for 72. What if we had four more play-in games in Dayton on that Tuesday and Wednesday. Nobody's saying that. Get your act together. Fix college sports. Stop saying we have great proposals in front of the United States Senate. We just need them to act. Stop doing that. The Senate is not going to act. We know the Senate's not going to act. If you're asking the United States Senate to fix your broken thing, it's not going to get fixed. Everybody knows that. That's not a political commentary. That's just a reality. Fix your own dang sport. It's getting out of control. It's Friday morning. We got water going on. We will have the Friday Fun Show. We will persevere. I promise you that. We'll do it on the other side. You're listening.
Nine ten the fan 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Friday Fun Show. Enjoying some of our favorite moments and segments from the week. Also checking in on everything going on in the world of sports this morning, which includes Commanders putting their first on-field workouts in the books this week for the upcoming 2025 season. Exciting news out of Ashburn as you get a first look at what this team looks like together, what the cohesion looks like. Cliff Kingsbury speaking this week. The weird subplot of the week is Jaden Daniels swole. People saying that from the pictures he looks like he's more muscular. He deflects the question. Cliff Kingsbury deflects the question, says he'll be ready. I enjoyed hearing from Cliff Kingsbury, which we did yesterday. We'll play that back for you here in a bit. From Cliff Kingsbury, who has said he's got a lot more options, a lot more ways to get people the ball. The question was essentially, our team's going to be ready for you year two? And he says, I got more coming. And I believe that because he had that midseason swoon last year, which directly correlated with Jaden Daniels' rib injury, which we're not doing conspiracy corner today, but that's a thing, obviously. When your ribs are hurt, it's harder to play football. And then he pops out of that, calls masterpieces of games down the stretch. I think he's got more in the tank. He's got more to give. It does show this whole enterprise is relying on number five. Cliff Kingsbury getting his next NFL job. That depends on number five. Everybody else is number five. If he gets hurt, and Marcus Mariota beat the Cowboys last year, so I don't want to discount. He's a professional quarterback. Like if we're doing quarterbacks in the NFL 1 to 90, he's on the list. He's maybe even floating around 30. No NFL team's ever going to settle for number 30 as their quarterback because you're chasing one. You're chasing the top, but there's certainly good options available there at the backup level. And he's settled in. He's available. It all rides with number five, though. If he gets hurt immediately, that's a four-loss reduction for this team, no matter how good Cliff Kingsbury calls the plays. So love seeing them working together, and that's why we love the off-season investments in an offensive line. That's why we love seeing Laremy Tunsil and Josh Connerly added the offensive line, extra depth, extra ability to withstand injury. These are incredibly important things for the Commanders. I feel good about their offseason overall. I understand they didn't do enough for the defense, and I say a lot about that. Now, OTAs, football's the weirdest sport in the world, weirdest labor deals in the world. None of it makes any sense. So for these 3 weeks, they have optional workouts. 3 weeks, the deal is, you can show up or you cannot show up. Almost everybody shows up except a few people every year. Three notable absences this year for the Commanders. And I've always said the same thing on this. Just make it mandatory. Just figure out what's the negotiation, right? Like, we're going to do a week less, but it's mandatory. If you want people to work, you should make them work. You shouldn't do this beg for your job thing. Or guarantee contracts. If you had guaranteed contracts in football, I can tell you exactly how many people would be showing up for these workouts, and it's a full zero. That is a broken system in a lot of ways, but it's a system we work with, and we're talking about. Three guys out this week in order of panic, starting with zero panic. Terry McLaurin, zero panic. We did this last time around when it was contract time for Terry. It ended with a contract. I believe it will end with a contract this time around. It's not something I'm even a little bit worried about. I think Terry McLaurin gets a new contract before training camp. I think he's got a great rapport with Jaden Daniels. Not something of concern to me, really, in any way whatsoever. So no concern that Terry McLaurin's not out there. You've got Laremy Tunsil, new left tackle, traded for him. He's inarguably a super talented left tackle. He's now been on three teams. That's a rarity. Left tackles who are really good at their job and have been on three NFL teams
kind of because their teams were like, yeah, we'll trade him. We'll keep moving. We don't need him. Nobody doesn't need a left tackle. Even bad teams, even tanking teams, need a left tackle for pure health reasons, for pure getting through the season reasons. Nobody doesn't need a left tackle. Here we are. Draft night bong video, obviously, has to be said. And then now on his third team. Doesn't do off-season workouts. That's fine. Not everybody has to drink the Brotherhood Kool-Aid, but you can only have so many of those guys on a team. I'll say that. If you're a culture team, Dan Quinn's a culture guy. This is a culture team. You can only do so many of these, oh, yeah, I don't show to workouts. I don't do the team thing. And I don't, maybe he's not like that. Maybe it may be different. Maybe he's got legitimate personal reasons. We're all just speculating. You can have a few of those guys, but a couple of things. One, they got to produce. As soon as they stop producing, you cut them loose. And then number two, you got to be careful with it. I think it's the right move to bring in Laremy Tunsil. I just don't think there are other left tackles out there. I think they did the best they could. Get an immediate fix. Draft a guy who's got the long-term potential to be that if or when you're done with Laremy Tunsil. I think they did the right thing. I think it's a necessary evil. I don't have a problem with it. Marshon Lattimore is the third guy missing practices. I've already conceded Marshon Lattimore is not going to be an impact player for the Washington Commanders this year. Maybe he will be. Maybe he'll pleasantly surprise me. That would be outstanding, of course, if he was. But I've already come to this conclusion that Marshon Lattimore is not going to bounce back to his previous highs and that his temperament is going to prevent him from ever being an effective number two backup guy, spell you off the bench guy. We'll see. It just feels like if anybody needed to make the statement of, I know I'm not above the team and I need to come do hard work with you, it feels like he's number one on that list. And he's not there. Is not everything. Nobody, we're not cranking the panic up to 10 over optional workouts. We never do. This is not the hot take factory. There's no white smoke coming from the hot take factory here. We'll get there. There will be points of the season where that happens, I'm sure. Is not now. It's never going to be May. It's never going to be June. That's not when we do that. And I don't like it, though. I'll say that. And I think I'm within my bounds to say that. I don't like it. He's the guy who needs to do the hardest work to show he can be a part of this team. Ain't not doing that work. As previously mentioned, Laremy Tunsil does not need to do the work to show that he can be part of this team. Just needs to play really good at left tackle. If he does that, everything else takes care of itself. Marshon Lattimore, he could, sure. If he comes out and he's a top five NFL corner, he can do whatever he wants, say whatever he wants. The Josh Norman rules, right? Josh Norman can say whatever he wants, be as crazy as he wants, until he stops being good at football, and then he can't do that anymore. Because that's a different situation all of a sudden. Commanders week one practice is in the books. OTA is going on, and then mini camp in a couple weeks, which is the mandatory 3-day workout. I would assume Terry will be there for that. Maybe we'll have a contract before then. You never know. I think he'll retire a Commander, unless he wants to be one of these guys that plays until 40 and bounces around at the finish line. I think too much to lose on both sides. Too much salary cap space. It's a zero for me in the concern book. Little mini thing yesterday. Alex Ovechkin. The Capitals sent an email to season ticket holders in the email referenced that this will be Alex Ovechkin's final NHL season. The controversy here, and the team very quickly said that was an accident. We didn't mean to do that. It's not as we're not saying that. It's obviously his final season. The question is whether he wants to announce it in advance or not. I hope he does. This is so obvious to anybody. Right, last year of the contract, has the goals record, has publicly expressed his desire to play a season in Russia when he's done. It's obviously his last season. Just a matter of when that officially gets announced, what the pomp looks like, what the circumstance looks like. And then the team builds towards the future. And kudos to Ovi for helping bridge that gap this year between the past and the future. And looking forward to lots of games on the farewell tour next year. One development, Russia's not going to be allowed to play ice hockey in the Olympics next year. Not a huge surprise. That's certainly when we get to the end of the Ovi career, what are the regrets? Not winning an Olympic gold is going to be number one on that list for sure. It's not going to be any of the near misses in the playoffs, not going to be any of the battles with Crosby. He really wanted to win a gold medal. He's not going to get that chance. Now, selfishly, as a Caps fan, not the worst thing in the world that he gets that Olympic breakoff. You saw what happened during the Four Nations this year. Russia wasn't invited. He goes and trains for 2 weeks, comes back, he just starts scoring goals like a madman. I would not object to him doing that again during the Olympic break. For him personally, tough break. I mean, that's the thing he was born to do, was win a gold medal for Russia. Very distinguished career. He'll be remembered as one of the greatest players in the history of the game. Won't ever get a chance at that Olympic gold. Unless he pulls a Jaromír Jágr and skates onto the ice in 5 years at the Winter Olympics. Friday fun show, revisiting some of our favorite memories of the week as the day goes on, checking in on some of the headlines from the week in the world of sports. We'll do it all. We'll keep rolling. On the other side, you're listening to 910 The Fan,
105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Taking on right now my new favorite hypothetical question, because I was asked this the other day, and everybody's excited. We got flag football in the Olympics in 2028. That's 3 years from now. And so somebody said, is Jaden Daniels going to be the quarterback of the U.S. flag football team? I love the question. I love the question because you know this from listening to the show. I absolutely think Jaden Daniels is on a trajectory to be a full-on bona fide NFL star, a top five quarterback in the National Football League. I truly believe that. Also, I believe Jaden Daniels is from near LA, where the Olympics are. Also, I believe Jaden Daniels is a pretty exciting football player, and I think that Jaden Daniels' skill set would translate really well to flag football. Elusive, jumps around, has a great arm, can make the throws, can make the reads. I think he'd be fantastic. NFL players, of course, get to play in flag football at the Olympics in LA. My other question here that we have to resolve before we get there is, how many flag football teams is the U.S. going to be allowed to field? That's one, feels like the answer, but sometimes they do, like in these three-on-three basketball, this kind of thing, where they let, or you know, I'm thinking of golf, where they let multiple guys compete. Sometimes you have scenarios, figure skating, they let multiple skaters, pairs skaters, team skaters, whatever. Sometimes you have multiple bobsled teams from a country, I think. Don't quote me on that. But sometimes you have these scenarios where in these sports you're allowed to have more than one team from a country. Okay, so if we do that now, how many U.S. teams will there be? And I think they will want to allow two U.S. teams in so that you can have a gold medal match worthy of the sport and worthy of the venue and worthy of the Olympics, and that everybody will watch and that will smash a viewership record for the Olympics. Because some of these early rounds are going to be pretty dull as the U.S. team takes down Slovakia in flag football. Some of these early round games are not going to be worth watching. You got to build to something. Now, I don't doubt that you got a couple of countries that can field a legitimate team, but none of them can hang with these NFL guys. This is like the original Dream Team Barcelona, except there are no sequels. Like, there's no viable path here for the world to get better and build towards that. You're just crushing them for the fun of it. Hey, come to America. Let's do an Olympics. Haha, we added flag football. Get over yourselves. We're going to win a gold. I'd love to win a gold and a silver just to see the gold medal match. I think if you have two flag football teams, Jaden Daniels is definitely the quarterback of one of them in 2028. I believe that. I think he'd be into it. I think he'd be great at it. As close to his hometown. My guess is Mahomes is still kicking at a high level then. I believe Mahomes will still be the guy in the NFL in 3 years. That doesn't feel like a reach here going into the 2025 season that he could sustain this level easily for 3 to 4 more years. I would expect that. I'd be really surprised if he doesn't. I also think guys are going to want to do this. I don't think this is going to be a Pro Bowl type situation where you're going down the list and ultimately it's like, all right, fine. Sam Darnold, you get to be quarterback of the Pro Bowl team. Go have fun. Zach Wilson's on the other side. I don't think it's going to be like that. I think guys are going to want this because the gold medal is a cool thing, period, for your resume.
The gold medal stands on its own as a thing, and this is your one chance to obtain it, because no other country is going to pick to have flag football at the Olympics. I can promise you that right now. So one NFL quarterback is going to have a gold medal in flag football for the next probably 20 or 30 years, till they bring the Olympics back here and we get to pick a goofy sport like that again. I think that the lure of that is far too great for anybody to say, it's the off season, I got to train, I got to stay healthy, whatever. I think Patrick Mahomes is the first call. Patty Mac, you want to be quarterback of the NFL flag football team, the American flag football team? Yeah, I think he will. But I think if you take two quarterbacks, I think it's very possible in 2028, Jayden Daniels is the second phone call you make. I really do. I think he could be the second quarterback. Now, you say, okay, he could be the backup. He could still win a gold medal. We all know he won't be the guy who won the gold medal. Like, there were guys on the dream team who sat on the bench. They have gold medals. Good for them. We all know they weren't the dream team. They were the guys on the bench helping out the dream team. There's no two quarterbacks get one because one's the backup. If he's the quarterback of the second team, though, now you got Patrick Mahomes against Jayden Daniels for Olympic gold. Are you kidding me? Get the popcorn ready. I will tune in for that. Because I do think he's got the right skill set for it. I think Mahomes is probably more just like the pure competitor. Like, everybody jump on my back. We're not losing today. I think Jayden's more of the wizard of like, what's that? There's no chance of winning. 1% chance of winning. I got this. Everybody jump on my back. We're going to win this game with some razzle and some dazzle. I think it'd be fun to watch. We'll get to watch it this year, Monday Night Football, between the Chiefs and the...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Manders in Kansas City at Arrowhead. As I do annually, I predict the Chiefs will take a step backwards. I think it's inevitable at some point, as they do every year. They seem pretty determined to prove me wrong, end up in the AFC title game and then the Super Bowl. We'll see. I think the Commanders tread water this year. As we bid, I've kind of been tipping my hand as we build towards that, tipping my hand on my prediction. It's one of those things where a step forward is really hard. Because of the company you're keeping right now. When you win 4 games, a step forward is very easy. When you win 7 games, a step forward can be easy. When you win 12 football games and go to the NFC title game. The step forward is very hard because the step forward is division title and Super Bowl appearance. I think they tread water this year. I really do. I think they win 10, 11 games. I think 10's the number I have in mind. It's a tougher schedule. I think that's good enough to get them into the wild card round. Who knows what happens from there? Maybe they win one. Maybe they win two. I don't think they get to the Super Bowl this year with this defense because you need a defense in those January games. We've seen that. You need a defense to win those January games. But I think there's a chance these guys are very much relevant to the end of the season. And I don't predict that often before the season, as you know. When we do Football Fest with AWOD, I'm going to be picking these guys to make the playoffs. And it's been a while since I started the preseason, not just with that prediction, but that expectation. It's going to be a ton of fun. You know where to go if you want to listen to the Commanders this year. Most Commanders coverage in town and the games on Sunday. It's going to be a really fun year. On 910 The Fan.
Now the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Love catching up with our guy Parney on Thursdays, but an extra monumental visit with Parney today because, one, the Flying Squirrels won yesterday, so we're celebrating that. Two, it is the 1,000th home game of the Richmond Flying Squirrels tonight. Now, Lane Castadani was on earlier, and he's got the story tonight of a fan who has attended 988 games. I think that's probably the high water mark. I'd be really surprised if Parney hasn't been to at least 900 of them, though. We'll bring him on now. What's up, dude?
Well, today we always play that game, Where's Parney, every week on Thursday when we usher in the weekend. I'm at the offices of LaBella, the architect for CarMax Park, with Ben Rothrock and Jordan Hook. We're picking out furniture, so that's what's going on right now. But it's pretty cool to see the fruition of CarMax Park. But I've been reflecting a lot on the 1,000 games and all the players that have played for us or against us. Honestly, I was very disappointed this morning. I stopped and got a newspaper for Pelf because I thought there would be a huge article about the 1,000th game, and there was not one mention in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, so shout down to them for that. They have one of the best sports writers in America, John O'Connor, but they don't let him do his job, and that's just my opinion, and I know you can't say anything, so I'll shut up now. But, yeah, a thousand games at the Diamond. Just awesome memories for people of all ages. We had a great night last night. Bryce Eldridge hit a home run in a hippo uniform. You don't see that every day. the hippo uniforms were awesome. I told Bryce after the game, he's now hit a home run in a hippo uniform, a tomato uniform, and a milk uniform. Like, he'll never do that anywhere in his career, no matter where he goes. And I'm telling you right now, when you are in rocking chairs in the next 30 years and people are saying, who did you see play? People in Richmond, Virginia will be saying they saw Bryce Eldridge play for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. I'm telling you, this kid's something special.
It's sometimes you don't know. Sometimes they're late bloomers. Sometimes they fizzle. Man, this kid, the sound of it coming off the bat, he's got it. It's pretty obvious he's got it. You mentioned Pelf real quick. I want to circle back on Pelf because he became the Flying Squirrels' winningest manager in franchise history with his 217th win in Binghamton, so I think we need a shout-out for that as well.
Yeah, Pelf's my favorite. I mean, I've dealt 36 years with a lot of managers, and I love all of them. Never had a bad relationship with any of them. Stay in touch with almost all of them, on a monthly basis. Willie Harris just FaceTimed me late last night. But Pelf is the total package. I had lunch with Randy Wynn from the San Francisco Giants yesterday. He's one of Buster's right-hand men, Buster Posey. I said, Randy, you got to understand, like, Dennis Pelfrey is the whole entire package. He cares about the players. He pushes the players. Bottom line, as a leader, you want people to get better around you on a daily basis, and Dennis Pelfrey makes that happen. So very happy for him. I think it meant something to him. He's not an ego person. He's not a person that wants to toot his own horn. But I can just tell in his own little Pelf way that he's proud to be the winningest manager in Squirrels history, not so much for himself, but for the connectivity that it gives him to Richmond and to the fans. He loves it here. He constantly says to me, unless I'm in the big leagues, I want to be the manager of Richmond Flying Squirrels. And that's just another example of what this team and this community means to people.
And we'll get to see it all tonight. 1,000th game at the Diamond, in your face fireworks. Afterward, we're finally on the other side of this nasty weather that's been dogging us for a little while. Should be a fantastic evening out at the ballpark. Looking forward to that weekend homestand, including youth jersey giveaway Sunday at the matinee game. This is always, like, I know you all mix it up. You're doing the Hippo uniforms. We love that. You do new promotions every year. You also got some classics that you go to because people love them.
And this one is the 40th year Diamond version of it. It's maybe my favorite jersey giveaway I've ever seen in my 36 years. I think it is totally cool. It's a youth jersey giveaway. It's something that people will have, kids will have for a long time. Like, this is the kind of thing you could get the players to sign it on Sunday, and you can frame it up forever. I mean, this is going to be a keepsake. So all weekend's going to be neat with the Grateful Dead night on Friday. Saturday's going to be awesome with the different things that Caroline and everybody have going on. So, yeah, nobody beats the Squirrels Creative Corner staff when it comes to making every single game something very, very special, because we're not in the baseball business, we're not in the entertainment business, we're in the memory-making business, and I think that's what makes it so special.
It's been a great ride, and 1,000 games at the Diamond, not too many more of them either. You mentioned you're over there getting ready for CarMax Park. We see it going up. Can you give us the time update, the on-schedule update that everybody wants to hear?
Well, I think that they're afraid that my head would blow off if we were behind. Nobody's saying crap to me about it. It looks great. Everything. Gil Bay's done an amazing job. These folks down here at LaBelle have done an amazing job. Just you can tell all of these people have a lot of pride in working on this historic project in CarMax Park, and there's just a lot of personal emotion going into it from everybody that's working on the project, and I think that's cool, and I think that's why we're going to be very much on time on this. They've really made a lot of progress. So when you come to the Squirrels games this weekend, make sure you check it out. Look over at CarMax Park. You can see it. It looks like it. It looks like what it's going to be, a memory-making institution, and that'll be cool.
It's getting harder and harder not to check it out as it gets bigger and bigger against the skyline over there. Parney joins us on Thursdays. Parney, we haven't mentioned Parney time yet. You had a great episode this week with Matt Capps, who people know now as the Pirates broadcaster, was an all-star with the Washington Nationals, had some great stories to tell about his time in baseball. Equally fired up for the... we get to record another one of these tomorrow. We're going to go in the studio here and get to work. So it's a good time to be Parney time as well.
Yeah, Parney time's rocking along pretty well. We're drinking a lot of Busch Light, which is always a good thing. Remember, MP, Busch Light, it's not just for breakfast anymore. I'm going to try to make that the slogan next time. But we had a great – we dropped it on Tuesday night at midnight, as we do every other week. Wyatt, the producer, did a great job. Matt Capps, who I knew, I still know him, but we developed a relationship when he was about 21 years old, before he got to the big leagues, and we've kept in touch ever since. Dear friend, it's a clip on all your social media, so check it out by searching Parney Time. He tells a story about how when he got to the big leagues, he had to wear an original Hooters uniform through the Pittsburgh airport as part of the rookie travel prank, and they flew all the way to L.A., and he was wearing a Hooters, original Hooters outfit, which one of the many reasons I love Matty Capps is he stopped our conversation and said, I'll be right back, went upstairs and found the T-shirt that his wife had made of him in this outfit, which is great comedy. So it's a great one, and you teased it. I'm going to go ahead and say it, who we're taping tomorrow. It's going to be a future Hall of Famer, Billy Wagner, who's going to be inducted in July. And Wags is a four-time state high school champion baseball coach. And I'm actually going to predict we probably talk more about his coaching than we do his playing career, because that's the kind of guy he is. And I'm really excited about taping a Parney time with Billy Wagner. I have tons of respect for him as a person, as a husband, as a father, as a baseball player and a baseball coach. So this will be a really good one, and I'm sure, like all of our innings of Parney time, I'm sure somehow, some way it's going to go off the rails. I just don't know where it's going to go off the rails at.
We do that every day around here. It's part of the fun of what we do. And I mean, one great get. He's a Hall of Famer and well deserved. And that story and the emotion of that video as he found out will give me goosebumps every single time I watch it. But two, we love having local ties on this as well. And another state title in the books. I'm sure we'll talk to him about that. He's not just in the community. He's giving back. He's coaching baseball.
Well, he loves the game. I mean, point blank, and he wants to be around it. He loves it, and yeah, I think the Virginia connection for him in the Hall of Fame hasn't been talked about enough, and the Richmond connection hasn't been talked about enough. He's headlining a class in Richmond and in Virginia that should have been headlines again, top of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, right? Like Billy Wagner is one of us, and he's going to be. And one of the most elite groups of people in the history of baseball, well, actually in the history of sports, in my opinion, and that's the Baseball Hall of Fame. So can't wait to ask him if he's already working on a speech. I know that he was a little bit concerned about that. He loves the game. He doesn't like the spotlight. And certainly the spotlight's going to be on him later on in July, and I can't wait to see it. Cooperstown, have you ever been there for an induction?
No, I've been to the museum, but never on induction weekend. That's a bucket list item right there.
Tanya and I went for Lee Smith's induction in 2019, and to be standing next to somebody who is a group of, 321 people or something like that, in the history of the world, that had the moment of standing up and giving it a Hall of Fame acceptance speech. It's one of the most surreal things. And then you go to, like, we went to Lee's post-game party, and guy walks over to me and says, "Hey, my name is Billy Williams." And I'm like, "Oh, I know who the hell you are, Mr. Williams. Like, you sweet swinging Billy Williams or Andre Dawson or Ryan Sandberg, all the Cubs." Every Cub Hall of Famer that's alive was at Lee Smith's party. And that's the kind of thing that you get in Cooperstown. And I don't work for the Cooperstown Chamber of Commerce, but I'll encourage all of our listeners, if you ever get the chance to go to Cooperstown, New York, no matter what time of year, go do it. It will take you to your childhood, and it will make you happy.
There are, Billy Wagner, guys like that, play in front of 50,000 people a night, play on TV in front of millions in World Series and big moments and Game 7s. And they spend months writing that speech and are so nervous delivering that speech because of everything you just said, because of how meaningful it is, and that makes it even cooler.
Yeah, it's your one shot. Like Ben Brothrack and I were just talking about Carmack's Park and how, like, when we got to pick the right stuff because we have one shot to impress people when Carmack's Park opens up next April. So it's the same thing for giving your Hall of Fame speech. You have 8 minutes to encompass, for all these guys, a lifetime of playing baseball. You don't want to forget anybody. You want to make sure that the proper tone is set for each person. And, I'm sure it's a big deal to write this speech, and I'm sure it's something that Billy's already been working on, significantly after, of course, he won his another state championship. he's built an absolute dynasty over there. It's just amazing.
Pretty cool. Parney Time, everywhere you get your podcast. Drink a Busch Light, listen to Parney Time. 1,000th game for the Richmond Flying Squirrels at the Diamond tonight. Get out to the Diamond tonight or all weekend long. Parney, we always appreciate you making time for us.
Well, you're the best, my friend. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Maybe even see you in the 1,000th game tonight. I don't know. Should be a lot. I know Lane's going to be there doing some stuff with CBS6, so looking forward to it. Really monumental moment in Squirrels history. We're having them all year long, and of course we'll have them next year at CarMax Park. Have fun and go nuts.
Have fun, go nuts. Parney Time, everywhere you get your podcast. Thank you to Parney for joining us. 1,000th home game at the Diamond. What an achievement. So cool. And if you can't make it out to the Diamond, you'll hear it right here on your home of the Flying Squirrels in Richmond. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.